Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gauze Talk Radio, another thrilling, chilling episode. Every Monday, 5:30 to 6. Bring it on. What do you want to talk about? Sports? Politics? I'm up for it. Well, let's get started. Number is 516-666-9990. Give me a call. Anybody's welcome. Any opinion. Let's bring it. All right. We talk about, since this is a sports-oriented show, I will talk about politics, too. The word around town in Pittsburgh is that, we got a bunch of dumb coaches. Nobody knows how to coach. Nobody knows how what they're doing on defense. Nobody knows how to run an offense. The offensive coordinator needs fired. The defensive coordinator needs fired. The head coach should be fired. And basically, the team should be moved to Alaska. So that's the consensus around this Bush League town. So give me a call and let me know how you feel. But for a coaching staff and a team, and also they draft busts, okay? So for a team that drafts nothing but busts, head coach has no idea what he's doing. Offensive coordinator's in a fog. He can't call it any plays. A defensive coordinator does jack. The Cardinal Lake, the backfield coach, defense, he's played, 13 years in the league? He has no idea what he's doing. That's what they say. None. And basically the owners haven't a clue. And I think they got, six Super Bowls? And they went to the AFC Championship game. Imagine if these guys all had a clue, according to these people, to think they don't. Imagine if they did. It'd be unbeatable. I mean, these guys would be like 50-0 every year for the last 5-6 years. It'd be unbeatable, untouchable. None of them can coach. None of them can judge talent. It's amazing. It's amazing they got to the AFC Championship game with a stiff say draft. Shazier was a bum. Hayward was a bum. Tua was a stiff. Bell, they should have drafted Eddie Legacy from Green Bay. Yeah. And they drafted Brian, who's he? He stinks, sixth rounder. What's that? They traded who? Santonio Holmes for this stiff? What? Yeah, everybody's a stiff, bum, can't coach, can't catch, can't run. They're all bums. Yet they got to the AFC Championship game. It is amazing in this town. It really is. And what about the old, switch back to little politics here. How about the Trumpster? Anybody got an opinion on the Trumpster, what he's doing, all you Trumpkins out there? He's ripping through legislation pretty quick. He's signing one executive order after another. Rip, rip, rip. Well, he's a change in the government. Like I told a friend of mine, you got, first it's the Mexicans, then it's the Muslims, then it's a Jew, and then, big asshole, you're next. It's you. It's coming. But, hey, we got a phone call here. Let's get to the phones right away here and see who this is. Let's see. Hey, welcome to Gauze Talk Radio.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to call in and see what your thoughts were. Did you watch any of the Pro Bowl yesterday?
No, I didn't watch any of it. No, I can't get into that.
I watched just a couple plays here and there, but there was actually a couple hits in there. Ryan Shazier, he had some nice hits on people. But I didn't watch the whole thing. I just flipped it on to see if, because since it was in Orlando, to see what
Right
in
your hometown there, huh?
Yeah.
Right in your backyard, brother.
Yeah. It was
yeah,
pretty
you should have went down there.
Tickets were it was sold out too. I wouldn't have paid to see a practice, an exhibition game, If it meant something, if Orlando hosted like a playoff game or a Super Bowl, then you'd want to go. But Pro Bowl, that's a different story. But
yeah.
So It's beyond a baseball. Next, any big moves that you think the Pirates should make to?
I doubt they'll make any big moves. Maybe they'll trade. Well, hey, let me ask you this. Let's get back to football. The word around here is, should they sign Antonio Brown or trade him? What's your opinion?
I guess it depends on what happens with Ben. Because if Ben,
he's coming back,
time,
there's no doubt about that.
He's going to come back?
Would you give back $19 million?
Well, I wouldn't give back $19 million, but it just kind of surprised me that he said he wanted to think about things. I mean, he'll probably
play. 35.
Yeah.
You know, he's 35 years old.
Yeah.
And I think he did it for more of effect than anything.
Yeah, just to show, like, he's not going to be there forever.
Well,
and,
just to show that these guys are getting all the attention, and I'm the main, I'm the straw that stirs the drink around here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you better pay attention to me, too. That's what I gather out of that.
That's what you got, okay.
And the fact he's 35 years old. And the fact that he got 3 more years on a contract that pays him, what, $20 million a year, plus he'll have to give back $19 million if he retires, and I don't see him doing that.
Yeah, I don't.
And this is the year he got hit the least, sacked the least.
Yeah.
And
if I was,
I think he got a good chance of going to the Super Bowl too.
Next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Because each year they've worked, you know, to get better and better. Like they, like I said, they lost to Baltimore following year. They beat Cincinnati. Lose to Denver, and this year they beat Miami, they beat Kansas City, made it to the AFC Championship game, so each of the last 3 years they made it one round farther. So they're right at the doorstep. So, yeah, I think he'll return. But with Brown, I guess if you could sign him to, you know, not
well, they don't have to sign him. He's already signed next year.
Yeah.
They don't have to sign him. They can just leave him. They don't have to sign him. He's signed through next year. The only guy they got to worry about signing is Bell, and they'll probably franchise him.
Yeah. I'd probably just let it play out as is, sign Brown and or leave Brown as is and sign Bell to the franchise tag because then you have everyone there. And rather than – I mean, I realize Brown will want a contract, but then you deal with – you know, you figure out who you want, Bell or Brown the following year. Because you'll probably only
get one. To appease Brown, they would have to probably extend him. And he's going to be, what, 29? So I wouldn't extend him too long. Steelers usually cut ties with people most of the time. But I tell you what, this guy's a hard worker. I can't see them getting rid of Brown. I really can't. Everybody says, oh, well, he's a pain in the ass. Well, he's a pain in the ass, but he's never done anything malicious or – you know, you don't see him staggering over the south side drunk. You know, he's a hard-working guy.
Yeah.
He's never, you know, stuff like that. So I see him on his team next year. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, yeah. Only way is if you got some astronomical for him, to, you know, trade-wise, to even think about
it.
But, I mean, to get rid of him, then that's one less target, you know, Ben has. So I say you keep, you know, you add Martavis Bryant back, you have Brown, and you get someone else in the slot, and maybe the Darius Green could, you know, be healthy next year, and you figure it out from there. But I think, you know, just keep it as is, and then draft, you know, some people and go from there.
Yeah. So did you like the Pro Bowl, then, huh? You watched the whole thing?
I just watched the little bits and pieces of it. I just turned it on since it was in Orlando. The few plays I did watch, there was some hard hit in it. I was surprised because normally it's like flag football. Normally the score is 70 to, you know, 60. But this time it was real low scoring. And there's a lot of hard hits in the – I guess Kirk Cousins tried to, at the end of the game, I read an article that he tackled someone at the end of the game and he must have thrown an interception and went after him trying to get the ball. And I mean, normally you don't see that. Half the time you don't even see that in regular season, let alone Pro Bowl. Especially because last year Eifert, he got banged up in the Pro Bowl. So a lot of people probably, you know, realistically don't even want to play in it.
Who got banged up?
Last year, Tyler Eifert, he got hurt in the Pro Bowl. That's why he missed.
Oh, okay.
as long as he did last year. That's the game he got hurt in, the Pro Bowl.
Well, you didn't see him in there this year.
No.
He's still bothered. I guess he had a knee or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he got pretty banged up. I mean, look, it took him to a week, like five or six, just to like, get back into playing. He really got banged up. And if you were the Vikings, what would you do? That I heard Bridgewater, he's going to be out a whole another year. I heard he might not be back till the following year. Do you keep Sam Bradford, or do you draft someone, or what do you do if you're the Vikings?
I got to keep Bradford. I mean, they paid him a ton, right?
Yeah. I
think Teddy might be like middle of next season or the beginning. I don't know.
I saw a thing that they said he might be out all next year too. There was an article on ESPN.
Wow.
Yeah, they said because his agent's denying it, but he said they said you know whatever he's going through that takes so like almost you know. Like Victor Cruz, like timeline, it's gonna take him forever to get back from it. But I mean, he could rehab, and you know.
Yeah.
Where do you think Peterson goes? Adrian Peterson. There's talk of him possibly leaving the Vikings.
Ooh. That's a good question. He's a free agent, right?
I'm not sure. I think he is. I'm not positive on that. I just saw it was a couple weeks ago. There was three teams. The Giants, which I think would be the best landing spot for him, because they have they're kind of just missing the running game. And they have Odell Beckham Jr., I think that would be a nice tandem. There was – who else was he thinking about playing for? The Giants are one of them. There's a total of three teams that he thought about, and probably the Vikings are one of them.
I forget. Yeah, I hope you don't go to Baltimore.
Yeah. If he went there, forget about it. He'd have 200 yards. If he goes there, they'll win that division. You don't want to face him because even though he's older and you know he still says he's wanted to play five more years. So you know,
right?
I mean, I realize your body breaks down, but if there's anyone that says something, I believe him. I mean, look at the injuries he's coming back from all the time. This year he didn't. He did come back. He didn't play much. He only played a couple snaps, but anyone else would have just hung it up and said, I'm done for the year. He still found a way to get on the field one more time before the season ended.
Well, thanks for the call. I got to move on here. I got another call, and thanks for the call. I'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. I'll see you.
Okay. That was Dustin, and you're on Goss Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's going on?
So what are you doing, man? I got a chance to listen to Dustin from Davenport there. Yeah,
you got Mountain Florida on here.
Yeah, the eternal optimist.
I want to see her. This is Murph from Florida, one of the best guys on earth. He's probably the most popular guy on earth. And the smartest guy on earth. I don't know anybody any smarter. And believe me, this guy's it. Thumbs up to you, Murph.
Well, Jesus whiz. I don't know how. I better hang up. It's not going to get any better than that.
Isn't that what Trump says to all his boys?
I think so. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think he does. Yeah, he's busy.
Smartest guy on earth.
Yeah, no, he's been a busy boy, hasn't he?
Oh, yes, he has. Yes, he has. I seen that little email you sent me. That was very interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna send that to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and then I'm going to send it to our paper down here. You know, what a novel idea, huh? Have those people that pass all the laws have to be stuck with the same things we are. That's a new
Novel
idea.
Hey, they sacrifice so much for their country. You know?
Oh, I know they do. They're just hardworking. Oh, they just love it.
6 months a year vacation, and you know.
I heard all your stuff about the Steelers and all that stuff, and I subscribe to a lot of that until it comes to New England.
Go ahead.
You know,
go ahead.
Their game plan for New England is the same all the time. That is the definition of insanity. Do the same thing and expect different results. They need to do something different with them. I mean, maybe that's their scheme. Maybe this, but if they continue to play New England like they have been playing them, defensively anyway.
Well, let me put it this way. They played man.
They're not
going to
have any
beat.
Different results. Excuse me?
They played man-to-man. They got beat.
They
played zone. Yes, they did.
Well, it wasn't very much, but that's not their scheme.
Well, they got burned. They got burned
yeah,
three
but
times.
That's not their scheme.
William Gay couldn't cover that. What's his name? What's the soccer player, the lacrosse player? What's his name?
Not Elderman.
Had William Gay cover him, and they had the other guy cover Edelman. They couldn't play because they never play man to man. They're a zone team.
Well, and that
did
that's
go into man to man when they still got burned. They got burned in zone too.
Well, I didn't see them play man to man very much. Obviously, they don't have they maybe not have the personnel they want to do that. But what they do have is not effective against New England. Brady,
oh, no,
you know,
I agree 100%.
You know, they got to
come up with something different.
Get pressure on him fast enough to do anything. And
they're not the only ones.
Well, I understand that. And I understand that.
Yep.
And, you know, I heard, you know, Dustin and them were saying, oh, maybe next year. Well, yeah, maybe next year if somebody knocks New England off, maybe we will. But if New England's there
maybe
again, Brady we won't.
Hurt or
well, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
If something happens there, there's a good chance. But if it's not,
or maybe
we don't.
They come up with another game plan.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be something different. Something different.
Yeah.
No. If the old
so
thing
far,
is, do something
I haven't seen anybody.
Wrong.
I've been watching football for a long time, and I've been watching the Patriots. I haven't seen anybody in this league that can cover Edelman.
Yeah, no, he finds a way to get open. That's for damn sure. He finds.
I mean,
a way
this
to get
guy.
Open.
Yeah, I mean this guy. I've seen all pros on this guy. What the? Who's the guy from Pitt that used to play for Jets and? They put him on him. He couldn't cover him. What the heck is his name?
The greatest receiver of all time, then, huh?
I'll tell you what. I don't know. It's Brady or him, or I just think it's a combination. I think my opinion is Nate Schwinderman could go up there and play wide receiver, and Brady could make him an All-Pro.
Well, and there's truth to that. And again, I'm not saying that. That the Patriots aren't very good and they're not deserving of where they are. I'm not saying that at all. But until somebody does something different, nothing's going to change.
Right.
Unless something
exactly.
happens to them on their side to change something, expect the same results because it's not going to happen.
Now,
well, Atlanta's what, a 3-point dog in this fight here coming up?
Yeah, and Atlanta. We'll see how many points Atlanta puts up on them. They score 34 a game.
Yeah, but they still have to keep Brady out of the end zone.
Here's
you know,
the key to beating Brady. You want
to
hear?
They
it?
Play man to man, I believe, don't they?
I don't know what they play. I've seen them play
I'm
one time.
Sure they do.
That I was very impressed.
Oh yeah, no, they're a good.
Very
team.
Impressed. Here's the key to beating Brady.
I don't think they're three points. Under Patriots, I would look for more like a 9-point spread on this game. But anyway, that's me. But go ahead. You were saying?
Here's the key to beating Brady. You want to know what the key is? The Steelers beat them in 2011. You know how they beat them?
Well, they all had the flu. They
pulled the ball for 40 goddamn minutes.
Oh, yeah. You have to do that. But you got to be able to, you know,
and
to
put
do that,
points
you have
in
to
the
be able to run the ball, too. Huh?
And they scored when they had to.
You
don't
to.
Go down
that's
and kick
right.
field goals.
Yeah. That's right. That's
and
right.
you run
that's
the ball.
Right.
When Bell went out, that changed that whole game around.
Oh, absolutely. I like Williams, but he doesn't have the punch that Bell has.
Oh, no. No.
No.
That's for sure.
Well, you were saying earlier, too, I was listening to you with Dustin. You were talking about Antonio Brown. I'm in agreement. They should keep him. He's young enough and good enough that they need to keep him. I think that's part of Ben's deal, that he's afraid they're going to lose him. So he said, well, he's like you said, maybe more attention to me. But, you know, hell, if you're going to take this team apart, I'm not coming back. You know what I mean? I think that's part of his hidden message there, too.
And some other people go, Antonio's a pain in the ass, and maybe Ben's sick of it, but I don't
Well, maybe
that.
You can trade him for Pac-Man Jones, and then you'll know what a real pain in the ass is. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, wasn't Ben a pain in the ass? Wasn't Ben a pain in the ass at one time?
No, I think he was, yeah. Yeah.
But, he got in some trouble, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But, you know, that's okay.
Well, yeah.
But I think they had to keep him. Like I say, you really think they're going to franchise Bell? I don't, you know.
Yeah.
That tends to piss players off, which you don't want to do to a younger player. But it's business. I understand that.
Yep. I think they'll franchise him with the intention to cut a deal during the franchise. In order for him not to go free agent, they'll franchise him, and then we'll try to work a deal. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's I guess. Yeah, right. What do we all know?
Yeah. Right.
So
I wish I did
going
know.
On up? Yeah, how's our we don't get the Penguins down here very much. How are they doing? My brother
They're doing all right. They're hanging in there. Yeah. They play tomorrow.
Everybody healthy?
Well, Malkin was hurt, but I think he'll be back tomorrow. This is a stretch. You want to January, February, you go into them dog days like baseball, July and August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you start cranking it up for the playoffs. But nothing means anything until you get in the playoffs.
Yeah. Speaking of baseball, my wife and I took a ride downtown here, Bradenton, 2 days ago, and we drove by McKechnie, and there was a big event going on. We stopped, went in. Here they're having an all-major league tryout there. They had about 50 kids there.
Oh, did you go in?
Kids that were, we went in. Yeah. We just watched it for a little bit. I forgot my glove. But they had about 50 or 60 kids there that they were invited from all over, like Florida and stuff like that. It was pretty interesting to watch.
Hey, you know, I'll probably get something in the mail, probably, you know.
What's that?
I'll probably be getting something in the mail then.
Probably.
You know, that invite.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't get invited to the Keystone Oaks football reunion.
I was going to call my brother, and I had a chance to talk to him about that. I don't know how that went, but I just got a few texts from him on that. He said, appeared like he sounded like he was having a good time, but who knows.
Good. Yeah. Well, there were some stars that come out of there, no doubt.
Yeah. You know? That's right. Yes, sir.
I can name five.
Yeah. Yeah, 23 of the fabulous 22 all came from there.
I know a guy that made all section that come out of there. He's put Mount Lebanon's finest on their rear end. You know?
Oh yeah, sure. I'm sure he did. Yeah. He's the lineup facing the wrong way so he didn't get run over.
Well, that's because his helmet was going the other way.
Right. Yeah.
After one play from scrimmage, his helmet was on the other side of it.
That's right. Yeah, he still chatters in his dream. Said, onto, he can't take it.
Exactly. You know how you felt after the Stowe Rocks game? You know that?
Yeah, right.
You were digging dirt out of your ear for, a week?
A week, at least. I remember playing that Mount Lebanon game, our junior year defense, when I kept going to the huddle looking at the color of my jersey. What jersey color are we? Are we blue? They're all over me.
Yeah. No, we were black and blue afterwards.
That's right.
That's about it.
I looked up there, and our buddy Mickey Dolly, they were played the whole game on grass and didn't have a grass stain on their clothes.
They were like revolving doors.
That's right.
Funny.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Well, hey, that's the good old days,
days,
man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, something like that.
That's what they
so
say.
I got to send you a picture of Frankie. This is special today. You'll love this. He is really, really come on to his own. You'll love this when I send it to you.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm gonna head down sometime this week. Drive down by Pirate City. I understand they did some nice stuff with the fields down there. I'm gonna check it out. One of the guys that plays golf here went down. He said they're doing a lot of work down there. So you got the pitchers and catchers coming in here in a couple weeks. So
they're sprucing
that place up. So what do you think of Pirates?
You have to call me
and fuck. Yeah, I will. Well, what do you think the Pirates are gonna do?
Nothing.
What's
not
that?
Too much.
Nothing. Yeah. Well, they
look for them to be in fourth place.
Did they do anything over the off season to help themselves?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, well, that's good.
All they did was try to trade their best player, McCutcheon. So I don't know what you know.
Well, how long is his deal? He's under contract.
A couple more years.
Yeah, a couple more. Now, how does that work? If they don't deal him, then if they lose in free agency, they just lose him, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Well,
I think he'll be out about 20 games out by All Star break, and he'll be dealt by July, whatever trading date. That's what I think.
Well, I hope our pitching
is
a little better this year than it was last year. They really had an off year last year. I don't know what happened.
Let's hope so.
Pretty much the same guys, and they just didn't have a good year. So they're selling tickets out here like crazy. I went down, but like I said, we went down to McKechnie to watch a little bit of that tryouts, which I didn't know was going on. Hell, there was 40 people in line there getting tickets for the spring games.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they were selling like crazy. Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they sell out a lot of those games. It's nice.
Yeah, I seen TV. I know. All right, brother. Thanks for calling. And
yes, all right.
Got
man,
a few
I'll,
more
I'll,
minutes.
Tell our buddy Will Dog that I'm very parched here. I mean, I hope you know. I'm waiting on this new six
beer.
I did not say that. He said he's going to send me some. I said I was willing to
that's
try
sweet
it.
Beer, whatever the hell they make. At,
yeah. Cinnamon beer, he said.
Yeah, whatever kind of beer. I don't know. I'll tell him because he's
think,
in Cancun or some damn thing. Nah,
yeah, I think he fled the country because the revenuers are after him, huh?
He's on a boat to China. Where's that?
Yeah, that's what he did. He fled the country. Well, tell Will, dog.
He got out of the hills of Columbus.
All right, amigo. I'll let you go. Hey, Dustin, have a good one, brother.
All right,
we'll
talk to you later, Murph. That's Murph from Florida. There he goes. Murph from Florida. Oh, man. Guy's it, boy. One of the best people I know on Earth. What's there, 100 million people on Earth? Something like that. Murph's number one, buddy. Guy's no better, man. I'll tell you what. He's unbelievable. But back to reality here, down to Earth. What I thought said about the Trumpster, not too much politics talk, but be nice if all these so-called patriots worried about the country, you know, so worried about my health care, they're going to cut it, and Social Security, and you know, they're so worried about, you know, saving it. That's the Republican word for getting rid of it, saving. Just like the disguise, Obamacare. It was the Affordable Care Act, but the Republicans named it Obamacare. Yeah, we can name it Obamacare so nobody likes it. It won't be as effective. It's the Affordable Care Act, but if they call it that, somebody might like it. So we'll call it Obamacare. Yeah. And we'll call these Social Security and Medicare entitlements. Yeah, you're entitled to them. No, you're not fucking entitled to them. I paid for them. Get your fucking hands off them. Okay? Keep your goddamn dirty hands off them. You'll see me up the White House and a few other old bastards with ball bats. All right, I'm going to sign off here. So, see you next week. Same time, same station. Bye.